Welcome to Where's My Mind, hosted by me, Chevy. Thank you for listening. I want to put up a disclaimer for this disclaimer that in this episode, there's a white noise in the background. I believe it is my industrial fan. I was not in the right state yesterday. I was very anxious, and I obviously overlooked a key component of recording, which is no background noise. So I apologize for the sound of that fan. I believe it is. If you can listen throughout it, this episode is short, 12 minutes long. So I would like you to hear this. I deem it as important. And please listen to it if you can. If you're a loyal listener, then I'm going to guilt trip you. I'm going to guilt trip here. Persuasion, if you're a loyal listener, you can take it. You can handle it. Because if you can handle the bullshit that comes out of my mouth, if you can handle the bullshit coming out of my mouth, you can handle the fucking fan. So good luck. Thanks for listening to Where's My Mind, hosted by me, Chevy. Anchor.fm/Where's My Mind. Anchor.fm/Dr. Chevy. Dr. Chevy@gmail.com. If you look at my description, I also have links to my Spotify and Player FM for this podcast. Thank you, and thank you for being with me. You guys are great. I love you all. Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what time it is that you're listening to this. Thank you for listening, and welcome to Where's My Mind, hosted by me, Chevy. I am here to provide insight and to share the knowledge that I have gained on the topics of mental health and psychology, basically what I know, what I have found out through my own research, and what I have dealt with my experiences, what I have myself, and sharing it with the world. I hope my friends listen to this, and I hope that people from all areas of life hear my words and actually can get something out of this. If you get nothing out of it, well, at least you heard me, right? I'm making this episode as sort of a disclaimer. I recently did some deep thinking, as I often do, and I was thinking about how, you know, the mental health field, like, there are so many podcasts about this. I had a friend say that meant that the topic of self-help, self-improvement of any kind, usually mental, is the number one theme in podcasts today. And I thought, I'm aboard a bandwagon, I said. That sucks. See, I started this not knowing that this is a popular topic. Now I am kind of live out of the mainstream. I am not within your typical pop culture norms. So I started thinking, what if people think that I'm just here to capitalize and monetize off this trend? This is a trend, as a bandwagon. And so I wanted this as a disclaimer. So I started this because I have borderline personality disorder. My ex-wife has Asperger's syndrome. My sister has severe bipolar. I have another friend that probably has histrionic personality disorder. My mother probably has BPD as well, borderline. I'm PTSD. I'm surrounded by mental illness my entire life. I have been surrounded by mental illness my entire life. So last October, I start a brand new relationship with this man who I believe is going to be forever. He is the most amazing person I'd ever met, and to this day, I think he still is the most amazing person I've ever met. He's now my ex-boyfriend, and when I got into this relationship, I said, I do not want to fuck this up. If I fuck this up, I will never forgive myself. So I'm going to learn a lot about borderline. I'm going to learn as much as I can about triggers, trauma, about responses, about reactions, and how to handle it and how to deal with it. So basically, without really knowing it, I started dialectical behavior therapy on my own. And I kind of did a lot of it too. I really come a long way. My biggest issue throughout the relationship was paranoia, being paranoid about being cheated on. Mostly when I work mornings, my brain does not function well in the morning. My brain functions better at night. I noticed this after 6:30, 7 p.m. My brain kind of becomes what I feel normal, whether I take my psych med or not. And so I started out by researching that, and it continued on and expanded. It spiderwebbed out into researching all kinds of other personality disorders, researching my obsessive-compulsive disorder, researching my pretty bad sometimes generalized and social anxiety disorders. I have severe stage fright sometimes. It is hard for me to record these sometimes. I might go over a week in between my recordings because even though I'm by myself, I am not recording to an audience. I can edit it if I want to, though I try to never edit my recordings. The fact of the matter is that this will eventually go to a worldwide audience on the internet. So that gives me some anxiety, and I want to sound perfect, blah, blah, blah. But no, I'd rather just be myself. Sometimes I forget the meaning of this podcast. I wanted to make myself vulnerable. I wanted to show the world that I am imperfect. We all are imperfect. It's okay to be imperfect. play. It's okay to have issues. If you don't have issues, there's probably something you're lying about yourself to, or you're lying to other people about. Everybody has something wrong with them. Nobody's perfect. And people that try to hide imperfections and flaws so guardedly, I think that's a flaw in itself. And I think it's a good thing to show off your flaws. Not show them off, but don't hide them. Take down the barrier. Let them be present. Like, I have an anxiety disorder. At work sometimes, I might need to run outside for a minute. Or at least go in the back room and breathe. Because sometimes my anxiety gets so bad, I can't handle the dish pit anymore. Like right now, I've had a low level of anxiety today. I have a friend coming over who I'm really excited to see. I hope everything goes well. And I've been waiting very patiently for a long time now. He takes his time. Come on, guys, let's get here. My anxiety's high. So anyway, see, it's okay to show that off. So I want to say that I did this for myself because I want my words to be heard. I believe that I have a lot to say and nobody to hear it. So if I post this on the internet and post my true feelings, my true thoughts that I'm doing right now, then I can express myself to the world without shoving it in their face and have them listen at their own time. Because I always felt that when I'm in a group of people throughout my life, if they're speaking and there's a pause in the conversation and I attempt to join in and speak my piece, I'm immediately talked over like I don't exist. This has happened my entire life and it has led to me forming a habit of interrupting people, and they fucking hate it. I know that my ex-boyfriend and one of my best friends right now got and do get extremely irritated about how I interrupt them. And it is a habit that I subconsciously formed due to being quote-unquote interrupted and cut off my entire life. It really hurts and it's painful. And so this way people can hear me. I am not jumping on a bandwagon. Disclaimer, I am not jumping on a trend. I recently realized how much of a trend this was. Just the other day, my friend told me, like I said, about podcasts are all about mental health now. And like, I'm just some flea, on a cat, you know, I'm just one of the fleas. I'm one of the smallest fleas of the bunch. You know, I don't care if I make money off this. I'm not here to make money. If I do end up getting advertisers and I monetize, cool, I could use a few extra bucks in my pocket. But that's not my goal here. I would love to advertise, but it's not my purpose. Personally, I hate advertisements, but they work. I went to college for communications. I know how advertising works. I know about the industry, and they do not work on me. Okay, except for one, every now and then I say, that's something I've been thinking about for a while. Thank you for the reminder. I needed to pick up some dish soap today. Thanks, Don. Breathe. So, talking too fast, it's my anxiety. I cannot emphasize the importance of deep breathing. It's almost like a brain reset. It slows down my speech, increases my anxiety and heart rate, and I feel a lot more at ease. Now I can raise my voice again. You know I talk fast, right? I talk too fast. In person, I talk so fast and mumble that usually people cannot understand what I am saying. So I have to really concentrate. It's a lot easier speaking to the mic than it is in person, but I still get stage fright. I'm combating my diagnosed illnesses to make these recordings. And I hope people know the effort I put into these. When I make one of these, it takes a lot of fucking courage for me to do this, okay? But I want to. I need to do this. I feel like I'm compelled to make these recordings. And if I don't, I feel guilt. I went 10 days, 11 days once, and I said, oh my God, I'm a slacker, I'm fucking blah, 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 blah. You know, all these other podcasts are so much better than me. If you listen to my last episode about being good enough, I easily compare myself to others. In real life, I don't. I know I'm good at my job. I know that the way I dress is the way I want to dress. The way I am, I'm me. But this is a product I'm making here. This is art. This is expression. And I am not as good at expressing myself vocally, verbally as other people. Now, believe it or not, I do have a degree. I have an associate's degree in radio broadcasting. It is an associate of science in communications with a concentration in radio broadcasting. Boom. I said that a few times in my life. I've got it down. I also have a stuttering problem sometimes, also based on anxiety. I'm making myself vulnerable here, like I did before. When I was with Matt, I did not have a problem making myself vulnerable because I had that comfort. I had the comfort with me all the time. So if I felt like it was like a guiding hand, a hand on my shoulder, a hand to hold while I did these things. And I'm all alone now, and I've been alone for a while, like 3 months. It's hard, but I'm hoping but I think I'm hoping. So I'm not trying to say I'm strong here. I mean, I can be, but deep down I'm really not. I'm just me, and I'm not here to make a buck. And I just hope people listen to me and hear my words and understand that I do have something insightful and important to say. We're all individuals, and a lot of us don't know how to express ourselves or don't want to. But every human you walk by has a brain that's actively thinking. There's a brain that's computing and deciphering things constantly, all day, every day. Every person you see, me. We all have thoughts in our heads. And if we were to say every thought in our head, it'd be a blabber so fast and so jumbled up that nobody would understand a goddamn thing. So if you can take those thoughts and categorize them and apply them where necessary, you know, then you can maybe make a difference in this world. And I just hope that people, I hope that I can help somebody. I hope that I can make somebody see and think that, hey, it's okay to be a little mentally ill. As long as you do something about it, as long as you're proactive about it, and you don't just sit there and let it wallow and, you know, linger, you can do it by yourself. I'm on medications, but I'm actually thinking about weaning off one of my medications. Never stop a psych med cold turkey. It can lead to very bad side effects, withdrawal symptoms. My risperidone, I take 3 milligrams of risperidone every night, and if I were to stop that cold turkey, the side effects, I've gone 3 days before, the side effects are terrible. Trust me, you don't want to be around me. I'm not a fun person to be around. I'm a case man. I'm a wreck. So, there. I made myself vulnerable. I explained my true purpose here, and all I can ask now is that you listen and accept me. I want to be accepted. I've had an issue with that my entire life, and I want people to know who I am. I'm Brian Arbarter. I'm Chevy Coon. I am not going to go into myself too much more than this, but I'd love to hear your questions. I have an email called Dr. Chevy, DrSHEVVY, DrSHEVVY@gmail.com. My podcast is here on Anchor.fm/Dr. Chevy, also Player.fm/Dr. Chevy. I think that's what it is. I'm on Player FM. I'm also on Spotify. I'm attempting to reach more platforms, but my podcast is kind of aimless and misguided and totally unprofessional, as I claim to be. That's one of my statements there. Totally unprofessional, but nonetheless. So thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate those who actually listen. I really do. Getting any listens at all, it raises my self-esteem, and it makes my heart warm. Somebody cares enough to listen to this. For those who have complimented me on it, you don't know that touches my heart. That touches my heart, man. I really fucking appreciate it. Thank you all. Have a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, or good night. This is Chevy on my little short here, calling this the disclaimer. Over and out.